is kind of interesting because I didn't know the you know actual long term history on that because DMR is new to me this year. 2025 is you know pretty much the first I've ever done any kind of a deep dive, if you will, into DMR. And prior to that, I just vaguely knew of its existence, but I never played with it. And of course, after that, I'm looking at maybe P25, but that might be a next year thing. We'll see how that goes. But the price point on the radios is, I think DMR is relatively affordable. I mean, it's not a $20 Bofang, but then again, it's also not you know a 3K P25 radio. So I think DMR might be something we, and a good chunk of our members have it already. I mean, I just did this list for Wally, and way over the majority have it. And then those that don't, we've got the group's radio that we can loan out to them. And, you know, this station here has DMR IDs. WAA-MIAC has a handful of radio IDs or DMR IDs assigned to it. Or they could get their own because it doesn't cost anything. So a lot of options there.
Right, yeah, then all that up and back with the Brandmeister and everything, that's still an ongoing thing, so how that all works out. And, it's funny, what was it, 380? Yeah, I think it was the 380s, right, was the ones, and then they came out with the 390s. But, and there is some, for a while they had this, like, was it a Retrievers? I think had a dual band one, a few people got a dual band DMR. And I think when Pastor Bill went down to Missouri, he says, you know, most of their activity on DMR is actually on 2 meters or something like that. So, yeah, I remember some of the stuff, even though I haven't been real, you know, real active in it, but I still know some of the history and kind of how it works. I used to listen online to different stuff, you know, with these different services, and, you know, a while back, you know, it goes back a little bit. But so I've listened, you know, and you know, got in there with the nets and all that kind of thing over the years, like, but yeah, it's interesting, but yeah, it's kind of interesting how repeaters come and go, and these associations or groups come and go, and all that, you know, so good, it's good though that you know, you're kind of getting your feet at, with it in this past year.